Exclusive: Mexican migrant wanted for murder of five Hondurans deported four times, says Texas sheriff. By Bob Price on April 30, 2023. Cleveland, Texas: Immigration officers deported the Mexican man wanted in connection to Friday night's alleged murder of five Honduran nationals on three occasions, according to the Texas sheriff leading the investigation. The most recent removal came in 2016. Update May 1, 2023, 11:30 a.m. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials provided updated information on the suspected killer of five Honduran migrants. Officials report that an immigration judge first ordered Francisco Oropesa Perez Torres, 38, to be removed from the United States on March 19, 2009. ICE Enforcement and Removal Operations officers deported the migrant to Mexico later that month. Subsequent to this, Oropesa illegally re-entered the U.S. and was removed, once again, in September 2009. He was removed two more times in January 2012 and July 2016. In January 2012, a Texas court in Montgomery County, which neighbors San Jacinto County where the alleged murders took place, convicted the Mexican national for driving while intoxicated. The court sentenced him to an unreported period of incarceration. Original story follows. San Jacinto County Sheriff Greg Capers told Breitbart, Texas on Sunday that U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers deported 38-year-old Francisco Oropesa Perez Torres, a Mexican national now wanted for five alleged murders, in three separate incidents. Sheriff Capers and other sources advised that the last time ICE officers removed Oropesa was in 2016. Sheriff Capers said a multi-agency task force continues to search for Oropesa in connection to the alleged murder of five people who lived next door to him in a rural area of Cleveland. The Mexican national reportedly shot and killed the five Honduran nationals after one of them complained of him firing a rifle outside shortly before midnight Friday night, Breitbart, Texas reported. Of the 10 people living in the home at the time of the shooting, five are now dead, the East Texas sheriff explained. The five decedents are identified as Jalissa Molina Rivera, age 31. Sonia Argentina Guzman, age 25. Diana Velasquez Alvarado, age 21. Jose Jonathan Casares, age 18. Daniel Enrique Lasso, age 8. The 8-year-old boy reportedly died at the hospital. The four other victims were found dead at the scene. During a Saturday afternoon press conference, Sheriff Capers and the FBI reported they had recovered Oropesa's cell phone and some discarded clothing. A prison tracking dog searched for the fugitive but lost the scent when the man entered a waterway. "Our number one priority," the sheriff began, "has been to locate the suspect and put him behind bars where he belongs." FBI Special Agent in Charge James Smith announced they are assisting in the investigation and manhunt. They cautioned that Oropesa is considered to be armed and a danger to the community. "We're still out there trying to find this individual," Smith said. "We consider him armed and dangerous, and we're not going to stop until we actually arrest him and bring him into custody." Sheriff Capers explained they believe they have the murder weapon in their possession, but the suspected killer could be armed with a smaller weapon. "He could be anywhere now," Sheriff Capers stated. Sheriff Capers advised the reward for information leading to the capture of this suspect has been increased to $80,000. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at @BobPriceTX. Editor's note: this is a developing story. Additional information will be added as it becomes available. This article has been updated with additional information from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The new information includes an additional deportation and an update on the suspect's full name as reported by ICERO.